It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number tonight is 646-727-3279. Again, I'll repeat that to go ahead and program that in your iPhones and your BlackBerrys and your Androids. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that have heard the show before and those who are listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I'm co-hosted along with the very lovely, the very talented, the very nutritious Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this evening, Andy?
Doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited. We got the 4th of July weekend coming up, coming off a great weekend here in Dallas, Texas, with the old school HBCU State Party. It was fantastic.
Yes, it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to see, tonight will be no different. Today's Wednesday, June 29th, 2011, and I'm just excited about today's topic. It's going down. Last week we talked about grass being greener over there. It was very, very informative. And we talked about some interesting topics with Oatmeal. We talked about how people tend to look outside of their own relationships, maybe their own career, out of their own family, their own lifestyle, to just look at some different things that maybe it could be a little bit better on the other side of town, or somebody else may have a better perspective on a relationship, or the money might be better at another job. But if they just kind of sit back and be patient and be more appreciative of what they have, you know, things could be a little bit different.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, basically, you know, as we always come to that resolution is the core.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was your foundation?
Right.
What are your core values? How are you actually walking the walk as you're talking the talk?
Mm-hmm.
So those that will justify that greener grass over there.
Right on.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, that's what's up, folks. HowWasYourWeekend.com, the website. Follow us on Facebook. How Was Your Weekend page as well. Also, the Twitter page at HWY Weekend, and also Justin.TV. How Was Your Weekend? We'll be going live here in the next month, so to speak. So be ready to watch us, look at us, to do our thing as well.
That's right.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realness 101 Entertainment. We're doing big things in Dallas, Texas, keeping it real with real music, real songs, and real life situations, folks. It's what's up. Dallas is the place to be. Also, to let you know, coming up, because it's the 4th of July weekend, there's going to be the red carpet event on Sunday, July 3rd, from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. in Fort Worth, Texas, Funky Town, that is, at the W.D. Scott Theater at 1300 Gentry Street. There's also going to be the Soul Unlimited CD release party for Lori, fantastic artist. I met her at the skate party this past weekend. Wonderful, wonderful lady. Tickets are going to be available at Buttons Restaurants in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the prices are as follows. So get your money ready, folks. General admission is $25. For the lower level, it's going to be $40. There's going to be a cash bar. Food's going to be provided. Vendors and volunteers for hip-hop dancers are probably going to be needed. That might be already fulfilled, but if you have any questions and want to be a part of that, contact the phone number as follows, 817-583-0019. Again, that's 817-583-0019. I'll put that information over in the chat room as well. Well, Miss Oatmeal, tonight's topic, here we go. You know, it's what it is. Your body's calling. And I know they thinking about that
right.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Distant lover.
I hear you calling.
Mm-hmm.
They thinking about
it. Yeah, but your body's calling you in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
See, what happens is you're not paying attention to what your body is saying. So you can eat a little bit of extra fried chicken, get a little salty, and all of a sudden you start blinking and your sight get bad for a little bit because you don't understand what's going on. Well, that blood pressure is kind of shooting off the roof and it's getting a little crazy. Or you might notice when you try to put them jeans on in the morning before you go to work that they really weren't supposed to be skinny jeans, but all of a sudden you ended up switching and trying to do the little wiggle dance to try to get ready for work in the morning. Well, it don't happen that way, folks.
They became skinny jeans.
Yeah, it became skinny jeans. Them squeeze them.
But not really.
Mm-mm. Or maybe you just decided, well, now that I'm in this relationship and I got me a boo and he done told me he loved me, I don't have to go work out no more.
Mm-hmm.
My body's okay just the way he like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. And I'm going to let you know, y'all, if y'all saw the BET Awards and you saw Rick Ross on stage, he took his shirt off. Not a good look, homie. There's certain things you are not supposed to do when your body is calling and it requires a man bra.
Right.
So it's just certain things you're just not supposed to have, homie. I'm just going to let y'all know like that. It's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
So just because you see a brother next to you that's cut up, you know, baby oil down and all that stuff, don't mean you have to go out and it's for you.
Well, maybe he's embracing his sexy.
Mm. Is that what that is?
I mean, hey. You can't really, just because you might have a little extra knick-knack than the next person, you can't be free with it.
Well, see, it might be okay to do that. However, if you're jumping up and down and hopping up and down and your breath hits you in your eye as a man, that's probably not a good look, dog. We're
okay.
Going to keep it 100. Y'all know how we do on the show.
We got to clarify what it is that you're talking about here, you know, because you don't want to offend anyone in their sexy.
Mm-mm. It was out there in Los Angeles, and speaking of Los Angeles, we have Los Angeles' finest young lady that's about to come on and join the show. She's been on here once before, y'all. We had a wonderful topic talking about, relationships?
Yes.
We talked about rush hour relationships.
Okay, yes.
In the past night, just doing way too much.
That's what it was.
And Miss Lolita Goods from BH1's Beverly Hills Fabulous joins us. The wonderful and talented Miss Lolita is on the road to healthy, and I want her to chime in with us right now. Miss Lolita, are you there with us? Lo, are you there? She might not have chimed in just yet, but that's okay. We'll get her on board in just a second. I think this is just a fantastic topic to talk about because when your body's calling and you're doing certain things with it, you know, it could be calling you to do certain things that you just may not want it to do.
Right. And we're reckless.
Yeah.
Period, point blank. The majority of society is we're very reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say we're because I'm included in that number.
Uh-huh, okay.
Very reckless. I always tell people, they say, oh, you look good. I said, well, I try to do good 6 months out the year. I think it's funny. But that's how I've been able to maintain where I am
right
now, health-wise, just, you know, weight-wise. Because you can have a little extra knick-knack and be healthier than someone who is very thin.
Right.
You know, I had a friend that we would ask to go work out with, and she's still petite and very small to this day. She can't make it on the treadmill past 5 minutes because she smokes cigarettes.
What?
Consecutively.
And
she didn't eat healthy.
Mm.
So, you know, we were able to stay on the treadmill, work out longer than she did.
Huh. She ain't eat healthy.
No, she didn't.
She's smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes, you know, drinking heavily and not putting good things in her body. So, therefore, her body reaction to, you know, working out,
mm-hmm.
things of that nature, physical things, on that note, she couldn't hang.
nasty. You know, I want to let y'all know that there's something going on with them fast food menus. Anytime you order anything past number four, you're asking for some trouble. Now, it's okay, you know, to get the number one. It might be all right for the number two. That's the common thing. But once you start to get in three, four, five, and six with cheese and extra this and extra that and a Diet Coke, your body's going to be calling you right to that bathroom because it's not supposed to stay and maintain your system like that.
Well, you know what, Andy? Guess what? I'm going to have to call you out on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Because, see, usually one through four is the bad stuff. You start getting down to six, seven, and eight, that's when you have your select chicken sandwich, you
okay.
know, or your chicken sandwiches. I mean, it's going to hit you for about $7 for the value meal.
Right.
On the healthier side, on the healthier tip. Usually, now, hey, I want people to go, and I want them to go up to the drive-thru tomorrow whenever they get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. One, two, three, four, five. Those are usually your double cheeseburgers, your quarter-pounder meals, your Big Mac meals, you know, your double stacks.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the cheaper things, and they're closer to the beginning numbers.
Gotcha.
Or even more so on the value meal, you have a lot of things coming on the value menu. Here we go with the 99 cents and the $1.29, it's no inflation. Those things, majority of the things on that menu are not healthy. You can get a salad and you can get a wrap on there now.
Right.
But the eight other things on there are your double cheeseburger, double stacker. You know, Texas size cheeseburger, whatever Jack in the Box. What is that called?
Jack in the Cracker.
Somebody. Those things are cheap because why? They're not healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. Nasty, folks. Wait for Miss Lolita to chime in. I think we're having a. I know she's right there, but we just we can't hear for some reason. Hopefully she'll chime in. I'm gonna leave that line open for her to chime in on the topic. You know, it is what it is, folks. I mean, we try to talk about different things, different situations, and we just want different feedback. So I definitely want to lines and see what's going on. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're talking about your body's calling. We have a call on the line. Who is this? From 818 California, 7337 is the last numbers. Who's calling in with us tonight?
This is Miss Good. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, sweetheart. How you doing?
I'm okay. I was on earlier when you introduced me, and you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. Well, we got you now, sweetheart. Welcome back to the happy hour.
welcome, and I'm welcome, and I'm happy. I'm so happy to be here. Trust me, I am. Are y'all ready?
No, we know how you get down, baby. You know you are more than welcome here. It's about to go down like bad stock up in here. We're talking about the road to healthy with, you know, with your program going on and your body's calling. And sometimes people just don't happen to listen to what their body is saying to them. You know, I see cats in the gym, and they may be, you know, I saw a few folks in the gym on Monday. You know, I'm trying to get my lift on. I'm getting my healthy back again. And there's no need for me to do the old college workout because I'm not looking to pick up any trucks and bolts and stuff, so I ain't trying to be in there lifting 400 pounds anymore. You know, 35
okay.
years old. I'm good with about 220, you know, good and healthy with that.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple guys in the gym, Mo, and it tripped me out because the dude is like, he's built like a tripod. And what I mean by that is arms is big, neck big, gut is just hanging over, looking over a balcony over his belt. And I just can't understand why you're just going to work certain parts of your body. That's not really healthy, bro. Have you seen any men in California, maybe on Venice Beach somewhere, doing that, any type of activity, and you just got to call them out and be like, dog, your body's not calling you to do that, bro.
Yeah, I see that all the time. Trust me.
Really?
You want to say something, you just want to say, you know what, baby, take it slow. Take it slow. Slow down. Slow your roll, because I heard what you said about the BET Awards. Sometimes when we just, you know, I don't know, when we just ain't there yet, we just not there yet. and pulling off that sexy, pulling off that sexy is hard enough anyway. But pulling it off when we really ain't got it. That's difficult.
Everybody don't know. Some people think
yeah,
they got it.
No, honey. No.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you this. Sometimes they might need a little help. Maybe. So do you think it's better to start with somebody when they're trying to get in the transition to get a healthy life and healthy living, or is it better just to kind of get there out on your own and say, you know what, you know, put the old Barack Obama plan and be just the yes, I can attitude?
But you know what? First it starts with you. You have to have you ready, but you always need a support team. You always need some support. Trust me, being healthy and eating healthy foods, because I'm going to tell you, I'm a fried chicken. I can eat fried chicken 24 hours a day, mashed potatoes, 10 tons of gravy, but it has to start with you. So then you need that person to reach out to. So we all need a little support. You know,
right.
I'm there. I'm on it. I'm on the road to healthy, so I understand. You know, there are times I wake up and I want to go grab something. I say, oh, no, grab that piece of fruit instead, Lolita. I know that cake's sitting over there. That cake is calling my name, talking about, come, just take a bite, come, just bite. But you know what? I know if I start, I'm not going to stop. So I got to get that piece of fruit. So that's what makes me just, it's within. But it would be so nice if I could pick up the phone and make that phone call to that support team and be like, look, I'm hungry. And I got the cake on one end of the table and I got the banana on the other end of the table. Okay, help me retire to that banana, eating that piece of cake that's over there. So we need support.
We do. I'm going to tell you this. I can kind of take it back to the gym. That you, but when you get that support, it has to be the right kind of support. Like I've seen trainers in the gym, and you know they're trying to get you worked out, but they just as bad built as anybody else. How you gonna tell me?
Yes.
What I need to do?
Yes.
And you got that George Jetson look going on, and I can't quite understand why you got me doing all these ab crunches and everything, and you know you trying to tell me how to curl and make sure I got proper form.
Yeah.
So, I'm not understanding it. That's crazy. Absolutely.
No, you can't.
Crazy.
You can't show up trying to train me and you got a Fred Flintstone body. Okay, no, I need to see something that's going to make me want to train, okay? That's going to make me go, okay, don't come knocking at my door. Go get right back in that mobile and keep going, okay? Fred and Barney body, no, not at all. You got to have, I like to see that body. Show me a result. So, you know, I can get
bodies in shape. Your mind should be in shape. You need to be focused on getting in tune. And folks are not paying attention. I'm telling you, when your body's calling you to do certain things, especially in your relationships, now you can let this get to your head or not, but folks, as you get older, some things don't move like they used to. And some things may not stay placed as long as they used to because you're not maintaining certain healthy things in your body no more. You're not eating fruit like Lo said. And you're not eating the proper breads and cereals and not taking care of it. Don't say that you're just tired.
You're not drinking water. You're not
working all day long.
Not flushing your system out.
In there, water, sweat, like some catfish when everybody's finished. All that grease got to come out your pores and everything. Nasty, folks.
Yeah.
I heard of. We're talking to Lolita Goods here. Your body's calling is the topic. 646-727-3279. We're going to take some calls, Lo, and get some other people on the phone to chime in with us tonight.
Come on.
And we have a
come
call
on.
In Houston, Texas that wants to chime in. Houston's calling. Phone number ending in 2316. Caller, who's on the line with us tonight?
Deborah Ross.
Hello, Deborah Ross. How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We're doing wonderful. Say
great.
Hello to Miss Oatmeal and Miss Lolita.
Hey there, how y'all?
How you doing, Houston in the house? Houston in the house tonight.
Houston / Huntsville, you right.
That's
all
right.
My husband's from Huntsville. Hey, you know what? On the tip about, you know, standing on your own, sometimes it takes that. You got to stand by yourself to be able to be a benefit to somebody else. And then on the other tip about the health, hey, 60% of our body is water. Water, water, water. And then you can do whatever else you want to do. Eat what you want to eat, all the fried chicken and everything else, but you got to put that water in.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I agree. I don't even drink soda. I don't drink because I don't want to drink my calories. I believe in eating.
And that, it's kind of hard, you know, with that beer, you know, Michelob Ultra as opposed to Heineken, you know. There it is.
The fruit juices and everything, Deborah, I don't drink none of that because I can eat something. I figure while I'm over there trying to drink that 300 calories, 400, I'm going to give
you
something else. Okay.
That's right. That's right. But you know what? My little niece called me to tell me about this little radio station, and I chimed in, and I happened to be the first caller, so I'm like, hey, that was all good.
Oh,
but you know what? Y'all funny. Y'all had me cracking up. Y'all keep doing what you do.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in. We definitely appreciate you calling. Don't let this be the last time that you call in. We really appreciate that.
All right, y'all take care.
I think it's been great that you know, people are getting good responses back on the show. I mean, because it's real talk. This is a real conversation. This is what we do. You know, the summer's hot. The folks are listening in, especially she mentioned somewhere in Houston, somebody may want to take a vacation. So the summer being officially here, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to get away on a vacation? It's time to book your last-minute summer vacation deals with Travelaholics. They have rates as low as $240 per person for all-inclusive vacation getaways to the Dominican Republic, Mexico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and South America as well. So contact today Courtney at travelaholics@hotmail.com, or you can call her at 817-915-8650. Again, 817-915-8650. We're talking to Ms. Lolita Goods out in California IA about the topic about your body's calling, and she's on the road to healthy. Now, Lol, tell us a little bit about the road to healthy. What does it take to really get there? Is there only one particular way to find out where your road is to go to be healthy?
Well, you know what? On the show, of course, Beverly O'Fabulous, I talk about how I represent the big girls. And representing the big girls, I know that I make the statement a lot. There are always going to be big people in this world. We're always going to be big. What they call big-minded, I don't even know if that's really a term, but it's true. I'm always be a big girl, you know.
Right.
I ain't never been thin at all. I don't even ever remember being thin as a little girl. I was just a thick little girl. I wasn't heavy and fat, but I was thick. So the road to healthy is for women of all sizes and shape. I mean, not just because you're big, too. You can be a skinny girl but just need to get healthy. You know, it's about women of all walks of life, and we're uniting women to search for a healthier, you know, lifestyle, healthier living. Get that nutrition in you, you know, and be just, you know what, when you are feeling good about yourself, you know, you done lost a little 10, 12 pounds and feeling sexy and not. You think different. You're more happy. You get a new walk. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been on this now, I want to say like almost a month, and I think I'm just so crazy. I walk in the shop every day and I go, Elgin, and I grab my clothes. I say, yeah, they falling off, and I know I'm getting sexy. I just tell everybody. Every day I tell somebody at the salon. I know y'all see me losing this weight because they come in like, oh, Lolita, like the lady said,
right.
The customer said, oh, Lolita, you getting down there, aren't you? I said, honey, you ain't seen nothing yet, because I'm going to tell y'all, don't let me sit here and lose all this weight I'm supposed to lose, because, honey, it ain't going to be a door big enough for me to walk through, okay? Because it's going to ring, here she comes.
Help the men understand who are listening tonight. You know, because sometimes we look, and I'm going to let you know, we look at the big girls and we look at the thick girls. Now, what's the difference? What would, from a female perspective, and I'll ask you and Ms. Oatmeal, where would the ladies draw the line for being big and for being thick from the female perspective? Talk to me about that.
Go ahead, Ms. Oatmeal. You want to go first?
Well, I
feel that it's according to your body frame.
Okay.
And you know, even as you start, so you start off small and you gain weight, you get to a certain point where you can feel it, you can see it, and you're like, okay, cool, I can carry this. I can carry it. But then when you feel like everything starts to seriously expand,
mm-hmm.
you go into a different bracket. I mean, that's just like, you know, you going shopping for clothes.
Right, okay.
Women's sizes. After 14, it goes into a different bracket.
So there's a cutoff number.
Yes, there's a cutoff number.
Okay, so 16 is big girl.
That's what they say, yeah.
And
they
14 is a big girl.
Yeah, they say 16 is a big girl, but you might just have big hips and big breasts and be a 16.
Mm.
Okay. And you not really considered a big girl.
Okay.
What they say is a big girl. What they say might be a plus size.
Because
in Hollywood, if you pass an 8, then you're a plus size.
Really?
But not really.
Come on, Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
I know we like to
do
something in Hollywood. No
man
is right now. No man wants to, you know, if the wind is blowing and y'all walking somewhere, no man wants to lose his woman to the breeze just because she's a little small. That's not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. You want a woman that you can hold and say, hey, baby, come here. I ain't seen you all day. Let me hug you and not touch myself at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what most men want to do. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but most of the men I know maybe want to feel that way. Fellas, you may want to chime in and help me out on that. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you're in the chat room, it's blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. The chat room is in there. They're doing their thing. They're logging in. They're listening and they're learning tonight. So let's get to the phone lines. I have a caller chiming in. Area code is 936, and last number is 6450. We have a caller chiming in. Who is this?
She's talking about me right now.
What's she saying?
I'm talking
about
you right now. Who is this?
Oh, yes, this is Donna.
How you doing, sweetheart? Welcome to the happy hour.
How are you?
We're doing good.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, lovely Seth.
I want y'all to know, Donna has Big Girls Rock, and I'm going to Big Girls Rock. And Donna is a real big supporter for me, honey. She lets me know what's going on, and we both support each other. Donna was one of the first people to even get on the road to helping.
Okay. Well, welcome, Donna, to the happy hour. Have you been listening to the show?
I have the whole time. And that was my sister-in-law that called in earlier.
Oh, from Houston?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was my sister-in-law.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have something very special for you. This is your first time calling in?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to get your information, and when the show is over, we're going to send you a copy of Miss Oatmeal's song, Knick Knack.
Okay.
We're also going to send you a copy of my book, Second Place Women Who Come In First. That way you'll have a little bit of information of who we are, what we're doing, and just our way of saying thank you for chiming into the show tonight.
All right. You are so welcome.
Yeah, Donna's
right.
A supporter. I'm telling you. I saw it on Facebook. I said, Big Girls Rock. Oh, I just like the title, you know, because to me, anything a big girl get out and do that's active and energetic and ready, oh, I'm all about it. I will support you to the end. So that's what caught my attention. And I think we called you. I'm like almost for sure we called her. You know, I was like, oh, no, I got to be a supporter, you know, and she's putting on a show and Lolita going to be right there. But by then, honey, Miss Lolita going to be a little smaller because she's on that road to help you dropping them pounds. I'm telling you, I don't think the stage is big enough for me to walk on. Uh-oh. They're going to have to build my own little ramp. I don't know.
All right, Lolita girl. Well, I do want to say this about the road to help. It is, I'm a big girl myself. I'm a curvy girl. I have curves. I'm not like obese or anything, and y'all was talking about the difference between thick and, what did you say, thick and?
Big and thick.
Big and thick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 6 feet tall.
Uh-oh.
So I carry my weight well. but I'm also curvy. And you're right, it is a difference. In the stores, they say plus size is a size 14, but that's not true. You know what I'm saying? It's not true. Plus size to me would be like a 20 up. And then after like a 24 would be considered like super plus, because I saw it in a store once. You got plus size, then you got super plus after a certain size. So that's like the bigger girls. But anyway, it's all about the way you carry yourself. It's about your self-esteem. It's about your personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the way that you carry yourself out in the public eye. I had a young lady that hit me up on Facebook. She called me the diva. She said, I've never seen you slacking. In other words, she never see me out of place. Every time she see me, I'm dressed, not just to impress, but I'm dressed and I look appropriate and I look good in my clothes. So it's really all about the way you carry yourself. And but you still have to be healthy. So that's why I'm on the road to healthy, because I can stand to be healthy. I can stand to lose a few pounds, not saying that I'm just like all the way out of there, but I still look good.
Right.
But I want to be healthy. I definitely want to be healthy. That's a must. So I'm on the road to healthy too. I have signed up a lot of people in the group on Facebook, and I'm still recruiting people in on it. I'm giving them the website, and it's on from there.
And that's what's up. You know, I have a song called Knickknack, and if people truly listen to the lyrics and what Knickknack is about, it's about embracing you.
Right.
I made this song because I have a little bit extra. I'm not considered plus size. I've gone to auditions. I was introduced to plus size calendars, but they told me I wasn't big enough. There's no area for people from the sizes of, I would say, like a 12 to 16. Even if they say plus is 14, it's hard to get in if you wanted to do something on that level, weight-wise, size-wise. So,
right.
You know, I wrote the song for a plus-size calendar. It didn't go through. They stopped. I had my part. I started off with just having a part, but it became my song. It became a part of me because of the experiences that I had when I was in Hollywood and in Los Angeles, where they said, well, if you just lose a little bit more, you know, we can see you doing this, or we can see you doing that. And it kind of bothered me, but you do have to make a choice when it comes to that. But as well, your size and being healthy is not always the people that are plus size that have health issues. You can be small, but you still need to be concerned about your weight.
Right.
I mean, your health. And,
exactly.
You know, with that being said as well, I have to be concerned about my health a little bit more because cancer runs strong in my family, very, very strong. I lost my mother to cancer. So now I read up on things that have to do, especially with the female parts and organs, you know, things that have hormones injected into the max. So, you know, when I go to churches and get that big wing or that big leg, you know, I look at that. I like it. It tastes good. But, I mean, really, was the chicken just naturally, grow to be that big? You have to ask yourself. Did they make chicken 21 days and they injected all these chemicals into it so we can have these types of foods that really, you know, sometimes hurt us because they're not natural.
Wow.
And so they do mess with our bodily organs. And we have to be conscious of that.
Yeah.
Very conscious of it, because a lot of things aren't natural. So if people start eating more natural things, that's why we start to drop the weight. We start to feel better. You know, we shouldn't add to the issues that we already have. Try to do something different. And it's hard. It's always hard to do something that's not as easy, because it's easy to go through the drive-thru and get a hamburger.
Right.
Especially for $1.10. That's easy. It's a little bit harder to go get, you know, some chicken breast and then take the skin off the chicken breast.
Yep.
Then bake it.
Chop it up real nice.
Then have some vegetables. You can put a little cheese on the vegetables, put some seasoning on it, and you're still doing better than going through the drive-thru or eating at fast restaurants.
You know,
You know, Donna made a good point about dress appropriate. Oy. You need to dress the way your body is designed, whether you're, because I'm not whether you're thin or whether you're big, because I know y'all have seen this, the girl with all the gut hanging out, the girl with all with the Daisy Dukes hanging out that don't need it on. And to me, you look at that, and when you say, Andy, you say about the men, make the men understand, when men are looking at a woman, oh, they take all that in. They look at all that. You know, you can have a certain confidence level about yourself where you feel like you can go to the store or to the closet and put on anything. No, no, no. It ain't all looking that good, you know. So when you say dress right, look right, as a big girl, I study that. I make that, you know, one of my main factors. And I make it a point to, like, when, especially when I'm going anywhere. I'll tell you in a minute, look, is that roll showing? I tuck it in, tuck, you know. You know, especially now, you know, and I'm in the limelight taking pictures everywhere. You should see me before people go, wait, hold on, let me tuck and pull to the side, because I want to represent and look right at all times. And that makes a difference. Trust me, it does. And men don't want to see, you know, men don't want to see that girl with all the gut hanging out, all the back ends hanging out, you know, walking with the cellulite looking. You know, to me, it's just cover that up. You can look sexy and dress sexy without hanging out fat everywhere, showing all that everywhere, you know. Just want to let
Well, ladies, know. I want to take some more callers and get the folks on the line. The phone lines are blowing up. Let's go ahead and get a few callers that want to chime in on the phone number. 646-727-3279. The topic tonight is Your Body's Calling, with yours truly, Miss Oatmeal Brown and Miss Lolita Goods out in L.A. on the road to healthy. Let's take a caller down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you don't mind, we have a caller chiming in. Phone number ending in 4795. Who's on the happy hour tonight?
Hey, this is Big Sean again. How you doing,
Andy? What's going on, my man?
Hey, Oatmeal, how y'all doing? Lolita?
Hey,
Big Sean. Hey, she touched on a lot of the things I was going to say, really. But, you know, one of the things a lot of people have a misconception with is that if you're thin, you're healthy. That's not the case. Actually, I'm diabetic. About 5 years ago, I weighed 365 pounds. I'm 6'3", though. Now I'm down to 310. And, as you know, one thing the doctor told me is that I didn't one day wake up and become 365 pounds. It was like a 15-year process, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been doing it slowly, going backwards for the next so many years until I get back to about 250, 260, my old plan weight. But a lot of times, I'm diabetic also. I'm borderline right now because I've lost so much and I've done it real slow. But I've met a lot of guys who are, like, in shape, a lot of females in shape, and you'll be surprised. They have diabetes, and there's nothing they can do. It's one thing to gain weight and get to it, and it's another thing just to get to it because of your chemistry. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's okay to be heavy, but, you know, you have something to work on, and you should feel kind of good about it. I was born, I have heavy density bone, so I'm big boned, and that is a true shape. That it actually is something in our chemistry where it makes our bones be bigger, not just black people, white people also. But you know, I met more guys who were diabetic and was thin than I have heavy people. And that's something people don't talk about. It's, you know, they want to act as if only you get it if you gain weight. One thing I like to say, though, if you have some size on you, feel confident. Be confident about mm-hmm. yourself. And don't allow anybody right. to bring you down. I mean, it's okay. We're all God's people, you know, all God's children. We're made to be how we're made to be. He knew we were going to go through this turmoil with weight. And now it's up to us, if you have it, it's up to you to make it go the other way. But you have to have
a
regimen every day. Sir?
That's real problem, man.
I want to ask y'all mm-hmm. a question. Don't laugh. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of Asian people that are overweight?
In movies, sometimes.
You see them every now and again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
are they doing differently that we don't do?
They don't eat their own Chinese food. We stay at the buffet and order everything up there, the pork pie, the hammer and chicken. What is that? You go to Chinese restaurants now, they got pizza. This ain't in Asia. They tripping. Why y'all doing this? I'm going to get pizza, some rice. Some
they got it all.
Sauce,
they got
everything.
Everything.
Got hot vegetable sauce. It's real sweet.
Yeah, you eat. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Sweet, sour, real salty, and we like that.
Give me this $9.
The whole dessert bar. They have a whole dessert bar. I said, oh, okay.
No,
this too much.
Peach
okay.
cop. On the Chinese buffet, they got peach cobbler. Tiki Antoine said, just eat. They eat rice. They, you know, it's healthy food. It's natural stuff. You know, sprouts. I've seen some eat a few Cheetos here and there.
That's what they eat. Sprouts and, you know, they have stir fry,
yeah.
but it might be like a fresh duck. Just straight up, just cut the duck off, clean
yeah.
it. Sanitizing, that's what they eat. Because when you go to the Hong Kong market,
mm.
well, it's off the chain in there.
Oh, it's real fish and baby, listen.
Real fresh in the Hong Kong market. Real fresh.
You were looking for toilet paper and it's smelling like fish. The fish still got shops. It's all set up as white as savage. They fish is sitting on ice looking at you. Scales and everything.
Right. Still swimming.
Oh.
It's true though. I'm just putting it because I know when I go to the buffet, the Chinese buffet, and I saw everything that wasn't Chinese. I said, wait a minute, they gonna have gumbo in a minute over here.
I went there one day, you know, because I'm thinking out the box, you know, and I got my chopsticks in there. I'm trying to, you know, see. I'm trying to get all involved in the culture of the atmosphere. But yet and behold, I understand that there's some gravy up here with this beef and broccoli, this little roux that they got going on, and that really is some of the best part. And I'm sitting there thinking uh-huh. to myself, how in the world did they sop gravy with chopsticks? You don't just leave this on your plate. That's the best part. The gravy you can sop because the biscuits. Now I'm gonna tell y'all what. If y'all don't know this about the Chinese restaurant, the biscuits, the little rolls that they have with the
sugar
on top. They're biscuits, 10 biscuits, deep fried as a whole.
Please.
How do I know this?
Please.
Because in high school, I used to sell donuts in the morning. We used to get cans of donuts, cans of biscuits, shape them into donuts, sprinkle sugar on top, put a little chocolate syrup on top, and sell them for 25 cents.
Okay.
I'm going to find my money, baby.
Yeah. That's what they feed, you know, their consumers, but they don't eat that.
Hmm.
No, they don't eat all that. They're not eating everything, you know.
Right.
No,
they're
it's strictly the vegetables.
That's like life.
Like you said,
that's
the duck
life.
And, yeah, exactly.
So it's about what our intake and, you know, we wait until something happens in the family or something happens to us. We have this medical issue, and then sometimes in order for us to hang on to life, we do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
They just like, they don't have the willpower and they just roll on out based on their health issues and not doing the right things, not exercising, not, you know, eating healthy. And all that contributes to how you're going to be shaped
Right.
You know, where these handles and things come from that we have. You know, the worst part, you know, people don't go see nutritionists. I've never seen one before.
Right.
He told me, he said, this, see, the stomach area is what you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most. That's the part you have to worry about. To see, you don't want to get sick.
Right.
You know, then you, you start getting close to your heart. You don't want to smother that. You
right.
know, people get on this kick of, you know, just for looks. It's not just for looks. You got to want to be healthy, like we stated, either small or large.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but sexy witty, of course you don't want, you know, all your rolls and your dents and all that showing.
Mm-hmm. The
yeah.
Right. You know, women, we don't like that with, you know, within a man as well. That's not attractive.
I know the reason why. One of the other reasons why I decided to go healthy was when I did the show, I did an episode, two of them really on weight, but the one when I got on the scale and I sat up there and I really realized when the scale tipped and it tipped at 300, I said, wait a minute, long way, hold gone. You know, when I got off that scale, I really turned to my coworker who's known me the longest, Sean, and I said to him, you sit up here and saw me gain this weight. Didn't want to say nothing. You know, you got to blame somebody. You try to, but the fault is really yours, you know, because he didn't tell me to eat all that food. He didn't, even though he can eat anything because he's skinny and going out to dinner with him is crazy because he gonna eat. He'll go to the Chinese buffet and eat all the pizza and everything wrong and the donuts and everything. You know, Sean gonna eat everything wrong, and it don't, he don't gain no weight. If I smell it, the weight coming on. So when I did the show and really realized that weight, the size I was, and I was wondering, you wonder, then you go back in your mind, why can't I breathe and why can't I run up the stairs like I used to? Why? Because you don't put on those pounds. And that's not good for your heart. It's not good for your circulation of your body, circulation of your blood. So that's why I'm on the road to healthy. It's to be able to breathe better, circulate, have better circulation, be healthier. You know, I don't want to walk and got to sit down halfway in between the airports, you know, the big long airports, because I'm tired from walking to that gate, to the front, to the back. I don't want to do all that. I want to be able to just run through them, you know, run, just walk straight. And trust me, extra weight on you is hard. It's hard for you. You can feel it. You can tell. You know,
oh, yeah.
Y'all might think I'm being funny, but I can tell in my shoes. Like, if I gain weight, my shoe size go bigger. But if I lose weight, they go right back to the size of shoe that I've always worn.
Huh.
You know, so.
Interesting.
I just feel like that the road to healthy for me and for a lot of other people that are listening and people that are involved is going to help us get our bodies back to being healthy, where we can do the things we want to do, you know, breathe and run and do. I mean, really, it's good you can do those things.
I'm with you on that.
Because it starts to affect different parts of your body, your leg. I mean, your knees go bad.
Oh, yeah.
Your ankles.
Your back.
Things of nature, your back.
Take the trial and do pair of shoes.
Your shoulders, because different parts of your body is weighing you down. You know, women, we have to deal with our breasts getting big, and then our back hurts.
Exactly.
It's not a comfortable situation.
And if you're in a new relationship and you want to, you know, have sex, it can affect you sexually, the extra weight. It can.
You can't move out the way because you ain't paying attention and just you can't look down there to find it yourself. You got to move your favorite position out the way. Miss Oatmeal and myself are joined by Miss Lolita Goods. We're talking about your body is calling. And speaking of calling, we have somebody calling here in the Dallas, Texas. Phone number ending in 7698, chiming in on the happy hour. Who is this?
What's up, Andy? This is Ty Bradshaw, buddy.
Ty, my man, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much, man. What's going on with you?
We feeling good, man. For those who don't know, Ty, I'm glad you called in. We're talking on the road to healthy, man. We're talking about your body of calling. And Ty is actually a fitness trainer here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ty, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was at Grambling with you and majored in computer information systems. I had the desk job, did that for a couple of years, and battled my own issues with health. I was 25 years old, overweight, on high blood pressure medications, and just decided that it was time to make a change. And God led me to the training industry. I've been doing that for 7 years. Recently went out and started my own business as an independent trainer. So just working at helping others get on the road to healthy.
That's what's up. That's what's
up. That's impressive.
So you had to. It didn't happen until you had your, you were tired of your health issues. Is that what you said?
Man, it was, I guess, not really being honest with myself. And it really took my dad dying of a heart attack. So my dad was 45 years old, high blood pressure, drank every day, had a heart attack and died at 45, right? And, you know, you mentioned a while ago going to the doctor and family issues, how that make you look a little bit deeper at situations. And that definitely made me come back to Dallas and get myself checked out and evaluate the lifestyle that I was living. And, at, you know, at 25 years old, I didn't want to be walking down that same path. But, you know, lo and behold, he and I had a whole lot of similarities in terms of the lifestyles that we led. So it was just time to make some changes based on I can see myself headed in that same direction.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I could understand that. I can relate to you. You know, I was back when I was 25 and I drank a whole lot because I had issues, family issues, whatever, Andy. Anywho, I was drinking every day, and I was probably about 160 pounds, drinking Hennessy every single day.
Woo!
Now, I had a history of family issues. Well, I say at the end of that year, I got sick. And I had to go to the doctor, and he told me I needed emergency surgery, like within that next month.
Wow.
So that happened, and, you know, I thought about how I was the youngest one, you know, in my family, and I'm the first one to have to go have surgery. What am I doing to my body? What am I putting in it? How am I helping destroy my insides? And sometimes it takes for tragic things to happen around us or to us for us to wake up sometimes.
Right, right.
And you have to be true to yourself. You know, and I was true to myself because I looked at all these Hennessy bottles lined up. I don't know why I collected them for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going through something. I'm just being honest. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That was. I know it contributed to, you know, what was going on my inside. You know, rather I wasn't a thick person at that time.
Let me. Let me ask you something, Todd. You said at 25 you were taking high blood pressure medication. Correct.
Yes.
Are you still taking that medication?
No. After I lost weight, I lost about 30 pounds, and I was off the medication. But, I mean, I drastically changed my eating habits. Like, you know, I'm 25 years old. I'm making good money at the time. You know, I don't have a wife. I didn't have a kid. So, you know, I did everything I wanted to do, and I had a routine. On the weekend, I would go to a liquor store, get a six-pack of beer, and then we all head up to the filling station. And, man, I, you know, go through alcohol that night, eat whatever they had up there, and wake up Saturday, go to IHOP, go to Williams Chicken for lunch. And this was a routine every week, right? So it was in the course of only 2 years that I had put on about 30 pounds, right? And that's a lot of stress to your body that you don't realize, right? You think you're having fun and, you know, you're out kicking it, but you don't notice how your body starts to just deteriorate over that time. You're having a heart issue sleeping. You're having a harder issue waking up. you're having a harder issue having sex, like you mentioned before. Right? There are a lot of subtle things with our body that a lot of times, because we're not in tune with our body, we don't really pay attention and notice, you know, but those things add up over time, and if we wait too long, now is real dramatic where you have to make drastic changes instead of being able to slowly implement changes over time.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Real
talk. Good. I mean, I'm glad you expressed that. I really am, because it makes you list. It makes you wonder, okay, I'm on all this medication, but I'm steady eating all this wrong stuff. And if
right.
I could just eliminate one at a time, you know, you did it
right.
drastically. I'm doing it a little bit at a time. Like,
right.
I just cut out maybe like two things a week that I used to eat that was bad for me, because I couldn't do it all drastically. Some people can, some people, you know, can't.
Well,
and
yeah,
I
was going to, personally, I didn't want to take the medication, right? So even now, I'm very resistant to medication. I'm just of the belief, treat it properly, our body is designed to heal itself, right? The problem is we don't treat it properly, right?
Exactly.
So one of the things, we go to the doctor. So let's just say you go to the doctor. The doctor says you have high cholesterol, right? In order to bring that down, what I need you to do, I need you to eat a certain way. So I need you to eat, you know, grilled foods instead of fried. I need you to eat vegetables 3 times a day, and I need you to eat fruit 3 times a day, and I need you to drink half your body weight in water. Dietary-wise, that's all he tells you. You got to do those things. I need you to exercise 4 days a week, at least 4 days a week of 40 minutes of cardio. I need you to do that, and I need you to take this medicine, right? So you decide after the first week or two, you know what, I'm not going to do the eating thing like he wants, but I'm going to keep taking the medication. As a result, your cholesterol still comes down, so you're like, you know what, I'm going to just keep eating the way I want and just take the medication. And eventually you cut out the exercise, and your cholesterol is still under control, all because of the medication. But what happened, rather than letting your body correct itself, we just, as a society, we rely on medication to fix us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So rather than doing all the right things, following a natural path to wellness, we have learned to just depend on medication, right? Now, whether that's out of laziness or out of marketing, right? It's ridiculous to me how many marketing commercials we have for medicines that we seemingly know nothing about. But if they say,
mm-hmm.
hey, if you have this type of pain, you can take this medicine. Never mind the fact that it can make you blind and your fingers are turning green and your liver might shrink and all these different things. It'll fix the problem that you face right now. That side effects may be far worse. There is a chance of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll fix that one thing that you're going through right now.
Side effects.
That's crazy. Stay on the line with us if you don't mind. I definitely want to get back to the phone lines. We have a couple more callers that want to chime in. If you don't mind, Todd, just hang out with us for a little bit on the line.
No doubt.
Okay, 1 second. Let's go ahead and we have a caller from Dallas, and then we're going to follow up with one in Kansas City as well. So let's get our Dallas, Texas caller, phone number ending in 1483. You're on the online happy hour. Who is this tonight?
Good evening. How are you all doing?
Doing good.
This is Michelle. Hi, this is my first time. I've been invited, but my work schedule don't allow me to chime in with you guys. So tomorrow's my big birthday, so I took off, and I got a chance to be blessed to call in.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Actually,
to
I've been so long it takes you off, but I'm enjoying the topic, and I come from a family with heart problems, blood pressure problems, breast cancer. And hypertension is one of the silent killers. And in my career, I see it every day. People who let themselves go. I've had a family relative who passed on of obesity. And like the caller said, you don't get that way overnight. People saw you growing, saw you. And sometimes we as blacks take a joke to it. And we laugh as we see it progressing. And then when it gets too far, you know, we don't even do intervention with our family members and our loved ones, but we say we love them. And when you get to the point you've seen shows, we don't have to be a member of that show to where they have to cut out walls just to pronounce us dead and bury us. I happen to be, I can say big bone, but my father is 6'3", 200, and I say he's right now 200 pounds maybe, but he's always been a big man. As I respect him, he's a minister. My mom is only 5 feet tall. She suffered with 7 mini strokes from 285 pounds at 5 feet tall to 95 pounds. She is currently getting back to her normal weight, and I love her, and I'm thankful, and I was selfish to ask God to please let her stay with us, and he did nothing short of his word. So looking at that, we started eating healthy, my kids and myself, after my mom's strokes, and my dad has had been in 2 diabetic comas. It took us to start making Father's Day and Mother's Day baskets with sugar-free candy and diabetic themes, and when we want to bless them with something, we gave them Mrs. Dash and salt-free and sugar-free, and we love him, and we love my mom, and we just doing the right thing for them encouraged us to do the right things for ourselves. And today, I have my sons eat sugar every now and then. I can tell them I'm eating candy, and you have pop because your face is breaking out, but they don't like Coke. And Mrs. Dash has so many different flavors, salt-free, and it's so inexpensive. But sometimes when you get into organic foods, you get into foods that just for the shelf preservatives, it has other things in it, and it says it's healthy. You're paying a lot of money for organic, but you're not getting healthy. So we need to read more. And what is decreased in one thing may increase in sodium or saturated fat. So we just need to pay attention. I don't count carbs. I don't say 1 point and so forth and so on. I eat. It's a catch for me is not to eat late after 6 for most of the times. And even if I do, you still need to encourage some kind of workout ethics sometimes during the week. So for me,
right. And that was something that Ty said about that too, you know, encouraging that workout. I think that's really key because I'm in the gym on the regular at least 3 times a week, you know,
right.
With emphasis on cardiovascular because I'm bringing, you know, I want to bring the weight down. I'm still, you know, pretty bulky from, you know, days of playing football and everything, but I want to definitely bring that weight down and keep the tone and just have the more definition, the more muscle mass. And this
right.
isn't something that we just talked about, ladies and gentlemen, that we're just going to say we're going to do this and 2 or 3 months later we're going to stop. Even though we know 4th of July weekend is coming up and everybody's going to be at somebody's barbecue, hello, this weekend.
Right.
Steaks and ribs and hot dogs and burgers and that, you know, even if you can't make potato salad, you know, the mother stores can make some pretty decent potato salad if you doctor them up correctly. But I'm definitely what it's going to be. You definitely have to find a way to exercise and treat yourself accordingly. I want to take another call, and then I want to get back to Ms. Lolita and Tyshawn as well. We have a caller in Kansas City, Missouri, that wants to chime in to the topic. Your body is calling. Ladies and gentlemen, the chat room is off the chain tonight. blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? How Was with the Z. Invite your friends to chime in to the topic. You know the show is being real tonight. Our Kansas City caller, phone number ending in 9593. Who is this?
It's Flap, man. How you doing?
Doing good, man. What's going on?
Not much, bro. I was just listening to y'all, man, and I got an issue with it. With you guys are talking about like how to break something down to a family member, you know. A couple years ago, I was in the Army. Some years ago, and I weighed about 175 was like my average weight. And I was stationed overseas in Korea, and I went through a lot of. I was hearing what Ms. Oatmeal was talking about going through some issues. And then you tend to do things like drinking and what have you. And when I was in the Army, I drank heavily, man. I'm like, you wouldn't believe how much I drank. So coming back, I seen two of my friends died. I could basically say it like that. Two of my friends died. And so once I got back to the States, it's like two more of my friends died. And it was just a big issue that was holding heavy on me. So I mean, even I was getting out of the Army. I was getting medical discharge because I got hurt, and so I was quote unquote smoking weed every day. All day, every day. I started drinking malt liquor again. I don't know what made me start drinking 40 ounces and all this other stuff. And so within a 1 month period of all the stuff I was drinking, liquor and beer and malt liquor, I gained 30 pounds in 1 month. I went from 175 to 205 in 1 month period. And I had my initial physical when I got to where I was stationed in San Antonio. And I got my initial physical and I weighed 175. And then after that month, I had my monthly weigh in, and I was 205. And they were like, "What in the hell?" You know, they're like, "What happened?" And you know, and it kind of then I started looking at myself. You know, I kind of like felt the weight. I couldn't breathe. It was like, you know, it was just some weird stuff. And then the thing that made me change my mind and like change my lifestyle again was I went home, and I had some cousins. I have a lot of cousins. I have like 1,000 cousins, and it was a wedding, so no one hadn't seen me in some years. They hadn't seen me, like, in almost 10 years. And so when they saw me, it was like, you know, they didn't even recognize me. It was just like, who is that guy? And they, oh, it's Flav, you know, like that. And even my sister, you know, she looked at me. She was like, "Who? You know, what happened to you?" And so it kind of made me do a 360 in a way right that moment. And but the thing that I tried to prove to, like, my other cousins, like, they, too, gain weight. And they were even bigger than me. Like, I mean, I can't even say, like, maybe 500 pounds, I can say.
Oh,
one of my cousins is 6'6", and he was about 500 pounds. And I've never seen nobody that wide before ever in my life. And you know, he told me the issues he was having. He said, and all of them used the same excuse that I'm going to start working out. You know, oh, yeah, I've been working out, this, that, and other. And then I saw them maybe like a year later, and by that time, I knocked out my weight within no time. I was back down to my 175s on my regular workout regimen again. And I saw them again, and they were still the same way. And, you know, I didn't know what to tell. You know, it's like you try to figure out words. It's like, cuz, you know, they say, cuz, you got to, you know, man, that's too much weight for you, man. You can't think of the words to say or embarrass them or anything, and that's just been my issue. And, that I'm having with them is like, I don't know what to tell them because there's about six of them that I went, we all went to Grambling State University also. And I can't think of any words to put in, you know, nicely or cruelly or anything to like, you know, tell them, you know, there's people dying at 30 years old with heart attacks and stuff, you know. And that seemed to be like a new thing, like a norm now. It's like, I mean, we've all seen the reports and everything. We've seen the news. I mean, you've seen what's going on, the types of foods, the different types of oils they're using for the fried foods and what have you. And I'm just out of words. I'm, like, trying to find out what would you guys say to a family member? How would you break it down to them, you know?
You know, coming from a training perspective, I'm not really of the belief that there are words that you can say to people that make them change. If they haven't made up in their mind that they're ready to make this change, words are not going to do it, right? One of the things that's a negative in my industry is that people think that we are like car salesmen, right? I need to convince you to utilize me as your personal trainer, right? For me personally, I just feel like if I have to convince you to do it, you're not ready to do it, and that means you're going to quit on me, right? The person that's ready, I don't have to do a whole lot of convincing, right, because they understand they need the accountability. And oftentimes that's what's missing. It's not the correct verbiage to get them to rearrange their lifestyle, but it's they need something or someone to hold them accountable to getting their life back on track, right? So all I could really say is you just got to pray for them because they have to really make up in their mind that they're going to be 100% to turn their life around, because the steps that it takes are not easy, right? For people that are in shape, getting up and eating right and working out, it's not always fun. It's not always easy. So you can imagine if you're 500 pounds, how difficult it becomes to try to walk around the block, right? So they may try it by themselves and like, man, this is too hard for me, right? And be ready to quit. But all we can really do for our family members once they're in that place, it's not like drugs where they could just go to rehab, right? There are only so many rehabilitation for overweight people,
right? So it's not like that's always going to be an option. But it's a step that they really have to be ready to make a full lifestyle change.
Mm. That's a real thought.
Mm-hmm.
Lo, did you want to comment on that?
I just feel like, once again, like Todd said, you got, it's a mental thing. You got to be ready. And that's why I said I wanted to do the Road to Health, because you need support sometimes. And where the young man just said he didn't know what to say to the family member, I mean, it's really, you basically say, you know, I love you. I just love you. And, you know, I want you to live longer. You know, talk to them. Just keep it real. You know, I come from a family. We are 90% of my family is heavy. You know, I used to say we were just like the clumps sometimes, but just the classier clumps. You know, just you know. And but I mean, now with me doing this, it has encouraged a lot of my cousins. A lot of them. They just say, I just wish we did this a long time ago. But once you talk to them. Just give up potato chips for a month. And you can see a difference. Just give up that candy for a month. That's all. Don't drink soda. Soda for a month and see the difference.
And it's surprising a lot of times how much a little change like that can make a big difference. You know, like we don't think of how many empty calories we consume unconsciously. Right. If we could just eliminate a little bit of that, and that a lot of times that's the encouragement that a person needs to move forward, right? But it's not an easy step to take. You know, I don't know your cousin. Maybe you want to do it as a bet, right? Some people are real, what's the word I'm looking for?
Competitive,
right?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a bet that they can or can't do something, and maybe that challenge will just help to spark something new in them.
Yeah. I mean, just go, you know, tell your cousin, say, hey, cousin, come here. So, you know what, let's bet, let's get on a little healthy thing. Let's bet and see how much weight we can lose or whatever. You know, and just talk to them. So, you know, the high blood pressure, tell them your story over again. Look, you know, look at me. I gained this amount of weight. And look, I just had to get it off because I feel so much better. I can walk. I know you can do it. Let go of red meat for, like, just give up something. If you give up just one thing, I guarantee you'll see a difference. Just one or two.
That's real tough, y'all. And this is going to sound real drastic, but I actually had a trainer friend of mine do this to his brother. He's a trainer, but his brother was way overweight. He took him to a funeral home, and it was a guy 30 years old, 400 pounds, laying in the casket. And he, you know, just talking to him about this, because we have a, and this is humans in general, we have a tendency to think it can't happen to us until it does, right? So you know all the facts, you know all the figures, but it can't happen to me until it does. But the reality of the situation, like, I don't know if you were listening when I was telling, you know, my dad died of a heart attack. It was real interesting to me. When I went to get my first CPR certification, the guy is saying, do you know what the number one sign of a heart attack is? So this became interesting to me because I just lost a family member over this. And everybody's, oh, your arm goes numb and, you know, all these different things. He's like, no, the number one sign is death. Because most people don't come back from that. But the sad part is we know too many people that have. So it makes us a little bit too comfortable with taking the risk, right? But the reality is most people don't survive those issues, and it is oftentimes the lack of exercise and the way that we eat that is causing us to have these heart attacks in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's real talk. Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the phone lines and get another caller that wants to chime in. They're all the way in the West Coast. California is with us tonight. Y'all, we've heard from Kansas City. We've heard from Baton Rouge here in Dallas, Texas. They call from all over the country. And they're out there in California with Miss Lolita right now, 646-727-3279. We have someone chiming in, phone number ending in 7531. Who's on the happy hour tonight with us?
Hey, y'all. This is The Rock. How you doing?
Good.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, first of all, this is an awesome show. There's a lot of information. But talking about the road to healthy. Hey, Lolita.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. Okay, now, okay.
And healthy, and on that road. You better be. Go ahead.
I just want to talk about on the road to healthy, that it's also, you know, we talk about a lot of things, and we talked a lot about our body calling and being about physical, but it's about the mindset. And I just didn't want us to miss that part, because on the road to healthy, what we talk about a lot, and what Lolita and the coaches have talked to us a lot about, is getting your mind prepared for the journey. And when we're dealing with relatives, or, you know, we're looking at people from our own perspective, and sometimes how we think they should be, but we don't know what's going on in their mind and what's happening for them. And I just didn't want to miss the opportunity to share with everyone that, for me personally, a road to healthy, when I stepped into this game and decided to get on a road that didn't really have any exits and U-turns were not allowed, we just had to go forward, it was because I had a problem walking. Lolita knows firsthand. I've known Lolita for a lot of years. And it's like I couldn't walk across the street to the mailbox, literally. But after getting on this journey and realizing within my own self-mind that I had to do something about this, being out of breath, just trying to have a conversation, and everybody knows I like to talk. It was like, what are you doing, girl? Where are you going with this? And when I made up my mind, and it didn't take long, the road to healthy, the journey started getting easier. And so it wasn't always about the food that I consumed, but it was the way that I was thinking and what did I associate with that food that I was partaking, and the comfort of it, and the emotional attachment to it. When I lost my parents, I remembered the things that my daddy would eat. And sometimes I wouldn't be hungry, but I would just go in there and cook up what my daddy's favorite meal. I remember on Mother's Day, that was my thing. When I lost my mother, oh, I'm going to cook all of Mommy's favorite. But I'm sitting here by myself with six different entrees that Mommy liked, but it wasn't working for me. But that was my emotional attachment. Somebody make me mad, I had mad food. I got glad food. I got every kind of food, any emotion. And I think I put that in the chat room that, you know, sometimes eating is just an emotional attachment. So we have to look at our mindset and listen to the people that we want to help, because they'll let you know in their jokes about obesity, you know, what they really feel. So you got to just look a little bit deeper. And I didn't want to let this opportunity go without talking about mindset. And we have a mindset coach that reminds us all the time that you got to get your mind prepared for the journey. That's all I have to say.
And that's
the
truth.
That's our comfort drinks
and our comfort food. You know,
it's a comfort. We all have comfort. You know, I had a comfort. I was eating to me. I remember, I'm telling you, when I went to the doctor and the doctor told me all the foods I eat are foods that keep me happy. He said, there are certain foods that keep you happy. I said, well, that's why I'm never depressed. He said, because it's a certain, he said, it's a certain thing that goes to your brain. He said they're not necessarily good foods for us, but they keep you happy. And I remember that doctor saying that, and that was in our last episode on the show. That doctor told me those are foods that keep me happy. And I said to myself, well, I got to get happy another way. Okay, it's got to go another way. So,
Lolita, this is Ty. Let me ask you this. I heard a couple of people say this, and I hear it often. You know, when you gain weight and you're with people and you say, why didn't you tell me?
Exactly.
Right? I always look at that and I have a hard time understanding, like, how did you not know? Right? It's kind of like what the brother was saying. How can he go to his family members? But it's not like you look in the mirror and you can't tell that you've gained weight or you need to lose weight, or just by the way you feel that you need to make some changes. So is that
called,
just a, I don't want to say a cop-out, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was an excuse. Like when I approached my friend, who's been my friend, and saw me gain that way, and I said to him, "You sat there and saw me gain it." And he turned around, he's like, yeah, I did. But I should have saw myself gaining, and I did.
Right.
But when I started getting bigger and having to go to the store and buy another big size. But it's mind over matter. But to me, like I said, I guess I was eating too much happy food that wasn't good for me, and not considering the fact that this happy, unhealthy food that wasn't good for me was putting off all these pounds. I didn't care. I went through, well, whatever. Then you figure, oh, yeah, I gained a little weight. I'll start the diet tomorrow. I'll start it the next day. This is what I tell people. So you messed up at breakfast. Start at lunch. Do a salad at lunch. Don't wait. Don't give me all. No, I don't mess up the whole day. I'll just mess up the rest of the day. No. Start at the next meal. And that's what I had to learn.
That's that guilt trip that we lay upon ourselves, right?
Yeah.
So it's that almost like that emotion switch. Like it's comfortable to eat one thing, but yet it sends us in this downward spiral that we end up being on for a 24, 48, 72-hour period. Next thing you know, it's 3 months and we ain't been to the gym. You know, one of the most disheartening things for me, and it happens time and time again, is to train someone, help them lose weight, and they say, I think I'm ready to do it on my own. And then I see them a year later, and they've gained the weight back, right? And that accountability piece becomes so crucial with that. But it's one of the things with that, they're so focused on getting to a number rather than getting to healthy, right? I think that's a beautiful way that you put it. Like we're so focused on, I want to see, you know, 150 pounds on the scale. Well, people die at 150 pounds, too, so that number is irrelevant, right? Because if you get stuck at 175, but you're in the best shape of your life, deal with that, right? Because you're in a much better place. But that's my own personal issue right there.
And
I can let you know a lot of people,
so,
I mean, even myself included, I took care of my body for the most part, especially during my college years. But sometimes what happens is as you get older and you get complacent, it happened to me. You know, I got involved in a relationship where I settled. I got to the point where I settled and I was okay with just going to work, coming home, spending time with him. And I lost my routine for going to the gym because I got so complacent in that relationship. You know, it made me look at myself like, wait a minute, I had, you know, this ain't me. You know, looking in the mirror, this is not normal. This is not healthy. You know, just thinking I could just start running again and playing ball again because I started to coach younger kids playing football and I just didn't have it in me. So, I mean, it is what it is. You can find that. But those are different ways, and it's not just necessarily about health. You can put yourself in that kind of a situation.
I want to add to that. Not just a relationship. See, you were in college. You didn't have an 8-to-5 or a 9-to-5 job. Guess what? Get to work.
Yeah.
When you start working in corporate America, there's donuts. There's
vending machines.
There's all kind of goodies. You know, you're having bread, things of that nature.
Right.
Or maybe you don't get up and cook your breakfast. You run through the drive-thru.
Right.
Then you don't bring your lunch, so you're going out to lunch. Are they bringing lunch in, which is pizza and chicken? It's free. You're not giving that up. Come on now.
Right on.
They got cookies and cakes and pies. I know. I still deal with this right now. I found out we have a candy drawer at my job.
Uh-oh.
So, therefore, guess what? I find myself going to the candy drawer. But I only take small pieces. Why? Because if I put it in my desk drawer and I take a handful, I know that I'm going to eat all that candy because I love chocolate. Now, I could be thinking about it. No, they have the good stuff, too. Kit Kat, Twix, Snickers, Milky Ways, everything.
Not going to
Reese's Pieces, all of that.
Oh, they're trying to get y'all on stuff.
And then I say, well, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym after work. So let me get an extra 2 pieces. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying it's not all about being placed in a relationship.
Right.
Certain things can be so easily accessible to you.
That's
You've got to have the willpower. You've got to have, you know, your mindset in the right place.
Right.
Exactly.
They brought me fresh tacos this morning, and I looked at them.
They're going to keep y'all.
Why? Because I know it makes my stomach hurt. So I couldn't eat those.
Okay.
Now, say it was something else, like a kolache, I probably would have eaten it.
Well, you know what, Oatmeal, not just only in the corporate world, I work in a hair salon that's next to all the sprinkles, cupcakes, and clients bring food. They start from the morning. The first client, she got a box of donuts. The next one is bringing lunch, and the next one is bringing sprinkles, cupcakes. The next, I'm just saying, good food at the Eldridge Hall Salon, you can go in there. If you're hungry, come in there, because it's going to be a whole meal of just tons of food all day long. It sits in the back. And
right.
Then the liquor starts, the champagne, the chocolate dipped strawberries. You know, we all, okay, we got all that. So I just walk. I have learned, let me pass it up. And it's always next to the water. It's always next to the Arrowhead water bottle where I need to go get some water. I say, okay. I just, you know what I look at? And I say, oh, what's all that? Okay. But I'm not eating it because it's a mindset that I'm in right now. You know, and
right.
I'm not giving up that mindset. Not at all. I can't. Because if I do,
exactly.
it just take me under. So that's why when Rock just said she had to get her mindset, I know her battle. Because literally a month ago, she wasn't walking to the mailbox, and she wasn't. And she's walking to that mailbox now, you know. And when I see stuff like that, just one little thing. Like I tell people, just take one thing and you'll be okay. You know, say today I'm going to walk 10 extra blocks, or 10 extra steps, you know, 10 small little blocks around the corner. Something, I'm just going to walk an extra 10 minutes. And then by the end of the week, you're walking 30 minutes. Next thing you know, you're walking an hour. Mm-hmm. I learned to park my car, and this is one thing I've learned. If I go to the mall, I park really far away from the exit. So that way I have to walk. That's my new thing.
Yeah.
The other day I had to run a whole bunch of errands. Everywhere I had to go, I parked really far so that I would get out of the car and be able to walk. And that, to me, I walk so much. You know, I went to Las Vegas. And then you know Las Vegas, you're seeing all the new hotels. I walk so much now that I know the weight falls off. Because walking is one of the most important and best things where you just circulate, swimming, walking, all that. You know, exercise. And to me, I don't think of it as exercise. I think of it as I just got to walk. I got to get into the mall. So I just learned to park farther away.
Folks, we are on tonight. Myself, Miss Oatmeal Brown. We are joined by Miss Lolita Goods of the Fantastic Show, Beverly Hills Fabulous, and my man Todd Bradshaw out here with Core 360 Fitness in Dallas, Texas, doing his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to get back to the phone lines. This has been an awesome show, and I know y'all are having a great time listening to it. If you're going to listen to the playback later on, definitely chime in and send a link to somebody else while you're doing that. blogtalkradio.com/how-was-your-weekend, spell was with a Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279, and we have a caller. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to go get her. She's up in Detroit, Michigan, and we've heard from all over, Miss Law. We've heard from here in Dallas, out there in L.A., folks down in Baton Rouge, Kansas City as well. So the online happy hour is where it is. So the living lady herself is ready to chime in. Miss Nikki is with us tonight. Nikki, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, Andy, I'm well. How is everybody tonight?
Hey.
Doing great.
Hey, Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. And you, Nick?
I am doing okay. I know I'm, like, chiming in later than I typically do, so I don't want to be repetitive in any of my statements because I literally just walked in the house at 10 o'clock. But, my journey for me was a little bit different, and my personality is go hard or go home. So while, and this is not, you know, to diminish anyone's effort who chooses to, you know, one step at a time or just, you know, like someone else, one of the previous callers said, increasing, you know, 10 minutes on the elliptical machine, or instead of working out 30 minutes, you work out 45 minutes. I know for me it had to be all or nothing because my personality does not adapt well to change that is slow coming. So if I'm going hard, I want hard results. So, and one of the things I had to wrap my mind around, just bringing it full circle with mind, body, and spirit, I wanted to do a little bit of research. I wanted to go a little bit beyond what I was eating. I wanted to find out how the food I was actually eating, how it was processed. So it caused me to do all this research and get all these different books. And, you know, you'll never burn as many calories as you consume. If you are on a, even if you're on a 1,600 to 2,000 calorie a day diet, you'll never burn 2,000 calories off in a gym in one day. So it's more so about what you're putting into your body and what you're using that food for. I only eat to fuel my body. Every once in a while, I'll have a cheat day or I have some ice cream or some donuts or something like that, but I don't eat for taste. I simply eat for fuel because at my heaviest weight, I was 225 pounds. So once I figured out and I learned about how this food is processed, it just totally blew my mind. Everything from milk to chicken to boxed preserved foods, you know, frozen foods, all up and down the frozen food section, I had to change my mindset completely in regards to not only what I was eating, but how I was eating it. So that I changed my, when people come over, I have to go out and buy food for people because nobody actually, they don't understand how I eat what I eat, but it works for me because I know how milk from cows is processed. I know, you know, what goes on and, you know, there are only what, I think there are only 30 USDA inspectors in the United States for all these hundreds of slaughterhouses that they have. How can you man that? How can you know the cleanliness and, you know, how do you know if everybody is following protocol? It is amazing how the same people that sit on the dairy board sit on the USDA board. So, I mean, we know how money works in America. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, you know, certain things. But the food that we eat, that we typically eat on a day-to-day basis, if you watch the documentary Food Inc. and read this book called Skinny Bitch, you will have a completely different outlook on the way your food is processed and what you're actually putting into your body.
That's real talk.
Definitely. I have a friend that's an environmentalist, and she gamed us on that the organic food.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't always go off, you can't go off of that.
Nope.
Because it may not really be organic.
Exactly.
The price of that is to make more money.
Yeah. So the safest thing you can do is shop the outer aisles. That's what I call God's candy. You know, that stuff that typically comes from the earth. You've got your dairy, you've got your poultry, you've got, you know, your fresh fruits and vegetables. Once you get into those inner aisles, I mean, you have to think about it. By the time they process it in a plant somewhere, pack it up in a box somewhere in California, put it on a truck to get to New York, they have to put enough preservatives in that stuff for it to not only get from California to New York, but by the time they unload the truck, get it on the shelf, and you decide to do your grocery shopping, that's already 3 to 4 weeks of processing from the time it's created, from the time it actually gets to the grocery store floor. You're already 4 weeks out. Would you eat anything that's been sitting on your counter for 4 weeks? No, but yet we go to the grocery store, box mashed potatoes, box macaroni and cheese, box stuffing. Mm-mm. Nope. When I lost my dad at the age of 52. I lost my dad at the age of 52 to congestive heart failure and diabetes. So once I saw that, it was a wrap. I went, you know, my gym bag sat by the door for almost 3 months, and I tripped over it one day. And I was like, God, if you tell me, because you know why I wasn't going to the gym? Because I couldn't remember the combination to my lock. So I said, God, if you tell me this combination right now, I swear to you, I'm going hard. I'm going straight to the gym. He said, 34, 10, 1. I said, why don't you give me the lottery numbers like that? He made that really clear. And ever since, and that was 2.5 years ago. So 100 pounds later and a couple certifications later and group fitness training and personal training and being a nutritionist, all of those things have just helped me understand, you know, what food really is and you know, how important it is in some aspects and how unimportant it is in others.
Right. Mm. Your body's calling, folks. This is Real Talk tonight. We're joined by Miss Lolita Goods in Los Angeles, California, and also my man Ty Bradshaw as well has chimed in with his company, Core 360 Fitness. Lolita, I want to ask you a quick question. I know we were talking about the road to healthy. Are there any members that you may want to give a shout-out to, you know, just for who's having, like, a rough time but really sticking with the program?
Yeah. Well, Donna, she called in already. Donna Rogers. I wanted to shout out again to her and also to Leah and Stephanie. Leah, I think, was having a rough time trying to get it started. But that's okay, Leah. I know she's listening. And with all this going on, it'll get started. I mean, you either have to go hard, like Nikki just said, or either you have to do it one day at a time, a little at a time, either or. But just do it. Also, too, Stephanie, she was going through a little period of, that little home period. But I'm just telling you, once you get over that home period and really put it in your mind and mindset yourself, you'll be all right. So I want to just shout out all of them.
Real talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take one more call, and then I have a question for Nikki and also for Tyshawn as well. We have a caller here in Dallas that wants to chime in right before we take a few more questions to the panel. Caller, your last numbers are ending in 4134 here in Dallas, Texas. Who's on the happy hour with us tonight?
Well, you know who it is. It's Big Ray. You know how it's going.
There he goes.
I'm listening to everybody tonight, and I've been touched. This has been a touching week. Also, I've been touched. I want to throw a shout out. My boy Al Cotton passed away last weekend, and I've been, when people leave, you sit back and reflect on what can I do to be better, what can I do to make this a better place, what can I do to make those that I come in contact with better. And what I want to do to everybody out there listening, I want to issue a home 90-day homecoming challenge. A lot of us going back to homecoming. It's football season again, and you're gonna see people you ain't seen in a while. You want to look your best. I want to challenge everybody. Do what you can do. Do something to do make yourself better each day. Take an extra step, whether it's altering your diet, cutting out the red meat, cutting out the sweets, or the sodas, or the carbonated beverages. Just do something every day to help yourself get better. And what you want to do to check your progress, take a picture of yourself each week. Everybody got these digital and photo cameras nowadays. Have somebody take a picture of you from a frontal view and a side view so you can chart your progress. And, maybe do a little walk, get a little cardio, add a little extra water to your diet. Maybe cut back, maybe only between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And see what the change can make. I mean, a lot of people experience all kind of isms, schisms, and different type of health issues. Read up and study. Study, show yourself approved. The Bible said that people perish for lack of knowledge. They got a book out there called Natural Cures that they don't want you to know about. A lot of people in the pharmaceutical business, they're in business to keep you sick. The average consumer doesn't know that. If they can keep you sick or keep you on their medicine, they got a permanent customer. Like the guy was telling about those side effects earlier, some of them side effects worse than what is actual curing. They got natural things that can help cure a lot of stuff, and all you do is alter your diet. Some people might need to alter their water. Go look up alkaline water. See what sells for the body. A lot of the problems people have in their body is due to too much acid in their body. Do something to make yourself better. Dedicate yourself to yourself. Take the next 12 weeks and be like, I'm going to be all I can be without joining the Army and do something to prove myself, make myself a better person, and see if I can't get close back to my prime or better than what my prime used to be and take it to another level.
That's what's up, right?
I like that.
A large percent of y'all talking about going back to homecoming, Bayou Classic, Circle City Classic, somebody Classic. When you step up in there, I want you to be tight and right. I want to go, oh, what happened?
Andy, I want you to have one of them tight shirts on you used to wear in the yard back in the day from 90 days from now.
You know what? I'm in the gym. I was getting dressed the other day, man, and I put on just one of my regular T-shirts, and I was like, well, maybe I had it in the dryer too long. I don't know what's going on. But, I'm kind of bulking up, and I ain't trying to do the Barry Bonds thing, man. I just want to get toned and get fit. But I'm with you on that. I'm going to go on and get right, get tight, man. I ain't going to wear no Mike Lowry type shirt or nothing like that. But it's going to be nice and fit, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it do what it do, folks. We come and have real conversation. I'm excited. This is what's going on. This is what's real talk. We've got Miss Lolita Goods out there in California.
Yes.
On the road to help you. And Ty Bradshaw doing this thing here in Dallas, Texas. Core360fitness.com. That's real talk. 7 years in the game, so you know he ain't talking no noise. He being real with it. The chat room is out of control. The phone lines are lighting up. Miss O'Mill, I'm having a wonderful night here tonight.
Definitely, I am. Well, you know, I want to say one more thing about when you putting on them old clothes. And I know Rock don't kill me, but you know Rock used to have the Eddie Murphy leather. Remember the Eddie Murphy leather? She had every single color of the Eddie Murphy leather. And I said, I can't wait till she pulled that out the closet because I know it's somewhere. Dust that off. Just show me the Eddie Murphy leather, the hat, the pants. All that. When we was young, I used to say, if she wears another color leather one more time. But that's when we were young. They folded up in the top of her closet, and I want her to pull them out and put them on.
Y'all are all the way through. Nikki, are you still there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am here.
Nikki, you so silly. I need to ask you a question. Just out the because this it made me think about you because, ladies and gentlemen, y'all have not seen her pictures. I'm always going to talk about this picture. She's going up the stairs, and it's just legs and thighs and shirt. That's all you see. It's great. I mean, I need y'all to know that. But, you know, talking about the road to healthy going, you know, climbing up that long road, I just want to ask you, I mean, I want to get your perspective on this. You know, from the female perspective, we know females go to the doctor quite a bit to get the regular checkup, you know. But from a female perspective, and I'm going to ask Tashawn about this as well, why do you think people ignore going to the doctor, even when in corporate world it comes out of your paycheck? You know, you're paying the insurance already, but yet you choose not to go to the doctor. What's that about?
The fear of the unknown. And people think that if they don't know, that it's not reality. You know, you have all these symptoms going on, you know, numbness in your feet, you know, which is a sign of diabetes. You know, maybe some sort of tingling in your, you know, right or left arm, which can be a sign of a TIA, which is a mini stroke. I mean, there are many different things that your body, it is amazing to me how people don't pay attention. And it's just denial. They figure, again, like I said, if they don't know that it's not reality. And, you know, the sooner you can get to the doctor, and even before you even make it to the doctor, I think that as a human being, you know, as a spirit that is walking in this human body, that you owe it to your body to be good to it. So you have to listen to it. You know, I am so on point with my body that anytime something is going wrong, I can pinpoint where it came from. I was into when I stopped drinking cow milk, I switched over to soy milk, and I have exercise induced asthma. So if I overexert myself too much in the gym, I can wheeze a little bit. So you know, I noticed I switched over to the soy milk. Next thing I know, my breathing would just be heavy. I wouldn't even be doing anything, you know, exercise related. And then I started having like these little cramps in my hands. So I went and did some research on soy milk. It was a soy milk. Completely removed the soy milk from my diet, went on the almond milk, and I'm back to normal. So I was able to pinpoint, because I wasn't eating Slim Jims and pork rinds and drinking Kool-Aid and fried chicken and Popeye, none of that. I was able to pinpoint exactly what I had changed in my diet, and I knew exactly what it was. My body tells me anything that's going wrong. And the other thing from a female perspective, once I lost the weight, my monthly cycle went from 5 to 6 days to 2. And when I read up in this medical book, you know, everyone that's a female knows that your cycle, basically you are, you know, you're getting rid of toxins and wasting your body through the bloodstream. So, you know, to bleed that long is actually not even natural. So, you know, 2 days, 2 to 3 days is how long your menstrual cycle is actually supposed to last. Anything longer than that, that's too long to be going for that. It's too long to go that long because you shouldn't have to expel that much, those many toxins and waste from your body on a monthly basis. So you got to listen to your body. Whatever it is telling you, you have to listen. It's your first warning sign.
But people fail to do the research, you know, just like until things happen, you know, maybe until you get sick or maybe when you do gain all this weight. And then you want, finally, maybe because you're forced or you're slow or you're wheezing or you can't walk fast as you used to, then you start to change. You know, just like what you were saying about the cycle. Well, guess what else happens? If you drink alcohol,
mm-hmm.
you bleed heavier.
Yep.
You bleed heavier and you bleed longer. We know these things, but we all take risks. You know, be it as men or be it women, we know these type of things because everything is not hidden.
Right.
You know, they tell you, hey, go get your physical, you're in physical, go get your checkups. And
yep.
we're out here living recklessly in whatever form or fashion that we're living it in.
Right.
Be it mm-hmm. food, be it sexual, be it whatever. Be it not getting enough rest. There's things that happen when you don't do your body right all the way
mm-hmm.
around. It's not until sometimes we wake up or we want to actually really know or really care that much. I don't like going to the doctor.
Mm.
You know, even if I have what I might think is the common cold, what you do is you go get some NyQuil. You take a look because you feel you got a headache, a regular headache, so you take a little aspirin or ibuprofen. You feel it's, you know, a cold coming on, so you drink some NyQuil. You're doing this for 2 weeks, and it still hasn't gone away. Because
mm-hmm.
you take you got these home remedies going on, or you think you can shake it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you finally go to the doctor.
Go take a nap.
You finally go to the doctor, and the majority of the world is guilty of this. So it's not just why don't, you know, women go to the doctor, or why does it take us so long? Why does it take us so long to go to the doctor?
You know, I just to kind of piggyback on what Nikki said, as human beings, once we know something, we have to do something about it, right? So that fear of unknown, we know something is wrong, but as long as I don't know what it is, I don't really have to act upon it, right? So we just rather not know in many instances. You know, the awareness of your body that she was speaking about, I really think it takes a process to get there. Like, I don't think everybody is that aware because of the stuff that we put in our body gets us so far out of tune with our system that we have a hard time communicating because it's like, you know, it's like trying to see through mud. Right, our body can't really process what we put in, so we don't understand what it's trying to tell us. I personally go to the doctor once a year, but I go to the chiropractor regularly, and that was the one thing that got me understanding my body a lot better. I never really realized how much being properly aligned mattered to our whole body. But I get sick less. I have a whole lot less injuries. All because I'm not gonna say all because of chiropractic care, but using that as part of my overall system to take care of myself has helped tremendously. And it's one thing, you know, people are afraid of doing. Like a young lady was just talking about headaches. My wife didn't want to go. She was the type popping pain medication. And this is one of the things I don't particularly like about doctors. Their job is to prescribe you medication, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she went through about of having headaches all the time. And I'm like, Sharon, this is not natural. She calls her doctor. Doctor doesn't even ask to see her, calls in a prescription to help her with her headaches. So rather than picking it up, she starts to go see the chiropractor. After two adjustments, she didn't have a headache for 6 months, right? But it turns out she had some major issues going on that she had to go on a treatment plan, but the headache stopped. And now when she has it, she can tell the difference between an allergy headache or when her body is just jacked up from not taking care of it. And it takes doing the eating right, doing the working out to get more in tune with your body so you can listen to what it's trying to tell you.
That's real. Folks, this is how we get down up in here. I mean, the phone lines have been, you know, doing their thing. I definitely want to thank Todd for chiming in with us. I'll put his information in the chat room. If you want to reach out to him for some more information, maybe find out about what his rates are, reach him at his email address at Ty, that's T-Y, at core360fitness.com. Miss Lowe?
I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem, my man. Nikki, you still there, sweetheart?
I am.
As always, this has been a great show. We definitely appreciate your words and your participation on the show. Nikki does it, and she represents for Detroit strong, ladies and gentlemen. Each and every week, you can always hear her and giving her insight on the topic. Miss Oatmeal is doing it with the Realness 101.
fam, you got to check out the website. Learn more about her, realness101.com. It's the truth. To learn more about this ever-evolving young lady that's here in the studio with me, trust and believe, the evolution is just beginning, and you're going to be seeing more about her. We've got Miss Lolita Goods on the road to healthy, and I'm going to take that road to healthy walk with you. You know, we should all just understand that it's a process, you know, not just designed to be a, you know, momentary fix, but a lifestyle adjustment. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's just being real. Miss O'Malley, anything you want to say? I know we've got a great information. I know I want to ask Lolita to ask her to.
Well, definitely, I you know want to piggyback off what you just said. It's a lifestyle adjustment,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard. You know, there's certain things that we have going on in our lives, and we seek different things for comfort. That's
right.
Not good for our body. At the same time, you know, anything worth having, you got to work hard for.
Right.
That's even having, you know, being healthy. So it's not going to be a microwave process.
Right.
It's going to be a process that you have to be mentally prepared for, and trust and believe I know this. Because sometimes I don't want to chop up those fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
Even if it's in the can, it's not as fresh as being fresh and cutting it up yourself and putting it in your Tupperware bowl.
I know that's right.
Getting up at 5:30 in the morning and getting your workout in so you can be good and energized and those limbs just ready and loose for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Versus waiting, you know, it's a lifestyle change.
But it starts.
You have to be mentally prepared for that. And definitely, we can't say when your time is going to be. So that's
right.
In God's hands.
Right.
But if you can have an impact on your own life to being a better you
mm-hmm.
physically, why not go for it? Why not go for it? Or do you want to just say, hey, I'm going anyway. I might as well go happy with my fried chicken 24/7. You know, or my glass of champagne 24/7, or my glass of Ciroc 24/7.
Mm.
I'm just going to take those risks. And we do. We take those risks. But, you know, the first step is trying. Like
right.
they said, you know, hey, try to cut those chips out for a week.
It's effort.
Try to cut your drinking out for a week. Try to cut back on Raising Cane's or El Pollo Loco, you know, the bad side of the menu.
And stay out of that super long line. Lo, I want you to understand this. We, here in Dallas, Texas, we finally got an In-N-Out Burger. And these folks are going crazy, wrapping around the building for this In-N-Out Burger.
And I'm just looking at them like, y'all crazy. In-N-Out Burger is not that good.
Now,
if it was Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, I'd be right there with you. In-N-Out
first. Right. It, the time it takes you to stand outside that burger joint or that 45-minute drive-through line, you could have prepped yourself up a good salad, you know what I'm saying?
Or a turkey
some
burger.
Broccoli. Something healthy.
With some mushrooms on it.
Now,
with
I do struggle with my potato chips, but it is what it is. You know, I
mm-hmm.
encourage myself to stay out of, you know, if a restaurant has a drive-through, you know, from here on out, I'm telling myself not to do it. You know, I want to value my tempo a little bit better than that. If the road is tough, but I know we can do it, folks. This has been a wonderful show. Lo, do you have anything you want to say to the people, you know, encouraging about the road to healthy or anything, any other final comments?
Like we've already said, and I just really want to input this in your brain. Get that mind together. Get that mind together to make that choice and make that change. And come on and join me on the road to healthy. I have a website. I have people you can talk to. I have they talk back to you. I just come on. It's www road to healthy. Come on the www road and join in with me. It's a road to healthy, and it's a full free. It's absolutely free to join. And come on, y'all. And I wanted to also say that next month I'm going to be in Jackson, Mississippi at the Music Awards. I'm going to be a presenter for the Music Awards there. I think it's the RV Music Awards. And I also am taking the Road to Healthy with me there because I had problems all my life wondering if my
My dad had other kids, and we never knew, or we never was for sure, or we never met some of them. So I always dealt with that issue. Well, guess what, y'all? That issue is going to be resolved because I get a chance to meet my siblings for the first time in Mississippi next month.
Wow.
And that's going to help me. That's, you know, so the road to healthy has just encouraged all, you understand, it is a serious road that has expanded way further than what I thought. It's in Jamaica, it's in Canada. I got people calling me from everywhere, and I love it. I love this. And believe me, God is going to take care of it. He's going to take care of you. Start praying. I pray. Don't think I don't pray. I pray to pass up them donuts, okay? I pray.
I know that's right.
I feel you.
So just come on and join us the Lord, and you'll feel better. And thank
you
so
much. I'm going to join you, Lo. I'm going to join you. And tomorrow when that candy drawer is calling me, I'm going to pray about it.
Please.
Ms. O'Mills mentioned that. We put the information, the Road to Healthy is in the chat room. Definitely follow Ms. Lolita doing her thing on Facebook. Definitely follow her, what she's doing on the Road to Healthy. You know, also look at what Ms. Oatmeal Brown is doing, the realness101.com, you know, for more information about Oatmeal. Also check out her hot single, Knick Knack, It's Slamming. We're going to end the show with that today. You can also see the video on YouTube. You know, go to iTunes and download the single and the ringtone today as well. We're keeping it real, folks, and we're doing so for a very long time. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label. The evolution of greatness is shaping into form. So highlight your talent if you're ready now. So follow us on Facebook, advertise your business with us on the show, and represent your business to the fullest. As we wrap up the show, I want to thank the folks who chimed in tonight. We want to thank Ms. Lolita Goods for her time once again.
Yes.
And the fantastic folks who called in, who've been blogging and chatting with us, expressing their thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, folks, do us a favor. If you got some good information as well, tell three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. Folks, you have been on the online happy hour. We're leaving you with that track, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ms. Oatmeal Brown and that knick-knack. You know you like that. So come and get that.
I know you like that. is the season that I have you on your knees, the kind of chick that ain't the